did Odell kind of prove his ability to do that at least last year, given how much time he spent with mental reps and meeting?
Yeah, I think so. And he's a really bright football player. You know, some things come to him and make sense to him. And I think that really helps him kind of go through situations like this and get stuff out of it. It just kind of innately he kind of understands the game and understands how things work, and that helps him.
He gave an interview where he said, teammates have been teasing him about not being on the field and it bothers him. Have you sensed that at all?
No. Those guys get after each other in every type of way possible. I mean, you know, they make fun of each other about what they eat for breakfast. So, you know, I think a comment gets made here or there, but it's all done. I mean, the atmosphere in that room is a good atmosphere, and they certainly have fun with each other. I think they're a tight-knit group of guys. I think that shows up. So I think they're just having fun with it a little bit. He can handle it. He gives it out as much as he takes it.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, don't feel bad.
Did you like the red spot on the hair?
You know, I certainly saw it. I didn't ask him specifically what it was all about. I'm sure it was some sort of fashion statement, but I didn't have a chance to ask him about it. But it was definitely noticeable. And I think he had it from day one when he showed up back here in April. So,
is it a particular coaching challenge? Like, we all know wide receiver kind of has that reputation even in the NFL, but mm-hmm. personality guys, you know. Is it a particular coaching challenge to sort of coach somebody's abilities, but maybe also a little bit of their personality too?
Yeah, I think it's with every position group. Like you said, there's some positions on both sides of the ball that are known a little bit more for having some character, you know, some characters in the room. I enjoy it. I like it. I think it keeps it interesting. You certainly have to find out. I think if you're going to be a good coach in any sport, in any team, any position, you better figure out what makes your guys tick, and you better go after it and press the buttons that work. So as a coach, I find it's a challenge, but it's a challenge I like.
What makes Odell tick?
you know, a lot of different things, I think. Going against a great challenge makes him tick. You know, last year we would do a thing where I would give him every Friday, I would give him a listing of the rookie receivers, because it was a heck of a class of rookie receivers, how many catches and yards and touchdowns they had. And certainly, you know, week five, you know, he was down at zero when these other guys were up there. And I think he thrives on challenges. I think he really, you know, you go out to Seattle and it's him versus, you know, Richard Sherman. I think that's what makes that guy tick. You know, he's a true competitor. And, I think that's a way to get him, or trying to tell him that maybe there's something he can't do. You know, I think he enjoys that.
I would imagine that's not that easy to come up with.
Yeah, I can make it up. You know, I make it up as we go.
Fair enough.
Come up with something.
Well, that was made during the offseason. I think John Mara said, I think Odell might have said about kind of reining in his emotions a little bit. I mean, have you kind of noticed that with him, or have you talked to him about that? Or
yeah, I think, again, you know, I'll go back to his competitiveness and what he's trying to do. You always have to, you know, talk to all the players about you can never put yourself in any way above the rest of the team. You can't hurt the team. At the same time, you got to walk a fine line with these guys. When we go back to, like, your question about what makes them tick, I don't want him to lose his edge in every way. Now, he's not going to hurt the team, and that's, you know, clearly stated to him, and he understands that. But in a lot of ways, you know, that passion, that energy, that's what makes him special. And you got to be very careful not to, you know, really put your foot down or squash that, because it's an important part of his game.
So have you changed anything then in dealing with that this year? Or
I think
no?
You talk to him reasonably.
Yeah.
I mean, talk to him man to man. You know, when the situations came up in the year, we didn't wait till the year was over. I mean, if there was a flag thrown in St. Louis and it cost us 15 yards for an excessive celebration or something like that, I mean, it gets addressed there, and then it gets addressed the following day in the field. And, you know, you're making those corrections as it goes along. So I haven't had to, in the off season, you know, all of a sudden kick it into gear. You know, it's something you talk about ongoing as it happens.
Last year it seemed he surprised a lot of people, you know, missing the first, you know, four games and then coming out and having a great year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how do you match it? I mean, because teams aren't going to be caught off guard. And, I mean, do you have to come up with new creative ways to get him?
I think we were as creative last year as I've ever been, as we've ever been with any player, and certainly a rookie. I mean, this guy lined up in the slot as the number one strong, the number one weak in the backfield. We motioned him into the backfield from the backfield. You know, they can plan for him. And first thing is what I always say, they got to find him first. You know, and we'll also have some other weapons, some other guys who make plays, and whether it be guys in the middle like like Larry Donnell or Shane Vereen out of the backfield, or certainly Reuben Randall or Victor Cruz or Preston Parker. You know, so if they want to take all their defense plans and put them around one guy, it's going to leave some holes for some other talented playmakers, and it's going to hurt them. But, you know, I think, to be honest with you, I think a little bit too much has been made of that, because I can tell you this, in the NFL, by the time we play these teams, certainly, you know, games 12 through 16, I mean, teams knew who he was. He wasn't catching them by surprise then, and his productivity was still, you know, was still outstanding. So I don't worry about it. We'll be creative with him and all of our players like we always are. We'll, you know, we'll do our best to put him in the best positions in our schemes, and I think a little too much is made of that.